It's Captain Riley Costello, Riley Costello, H1Z Pilot Training Officer. Pilot Training Officer is responsible for long-term training plans, currency, proficiency, tactic training, making sure the Cobra pilots in the squadron are progressing through the TNR syllabus so that we meet our MET requirements as a squadron. Essentially, it is our list of scenarios or events that a pilot will fly to gain the requisite experience to be a qualified pilot to operate the Cobra in combat. This Colorado detachment is setting us up for success when we go to cold response and operate in Norway. So we're doing some cold weather training here. It won't be as cold here as it is likely to be in Norway, but it will at least give us some experience so we, when we get to Norway, we're not surprised by what we see there. It actually turned out to not be very cold here. So it was colder than it would have been in North Carolina, where we are stationed. And I would say overall, we adjusted well, and the cold really didn't inhibit us from doing anything we normally would. The altitude for the squadron as a whole didn't necessarily have a significant impact. For the pilot and flight ops stuff specifically, the altitude is something we are not used to operating in, flying around sea level at home, so you have to take in the environmental considerations of the altitude and the air temperature at this altitude. So this was definitely good training for cold weather operations at altitude and learning about the considerations you have to take into account when you're planning a flight or planning a mission in terms of aviation ops. Because we need to see different environments, different terrain in order to better prepare ourselves for the wide breadth of situations we might be put into when we go on a deployment. Carolina is completely flat, so we do not operate in canyons or terrain. A lot of us have done exercises across the country to include ITX or SLTE, so we have seen some mountainous, rugged terrain and flown in that before. This was a little bit different in terms of the operating areas we worked in because it wasn't necessarily mountains, it was canyons in plateaus that we were flying around. So, as opposed to maybe flying behind a mountain to hide from a threat, this was a little different because you fly through the canyon in order to hide from a threat. In essence, it's the same principle, but it was good practice to see a different look on how you can utilize terrain to be effective with your helicopter.
All right.
Just a wave top kind of layman's term definition. Expeditionary advanced base operations means you are operating away from your home base, maybe two or three operating areas away from where you would have your big main supply point. So in our case, we came from Carolina to Colorado and set up our forward staging area, I guess you could call it, would be Lamar. And then our expedition or advanced base was Fort Carson. So we would send up a smaller element to operate out of there for a shorter period. And then when they ran out of things they need, they would come back to Lamar. Really, the intent of EABO is to spend longer periods of time away from what you would call home, in order to advance your capabilities or project the ability to influence something farther away from where you normally would. Forward arming and refueling point. It's pretty much summed up in the definition there. I would say it's a location that is expeditionary, not a prepared location necessarily, not an airfield. It's a spot where some logistical elements are set up in order to provide ordnance, fuel, potentially, if you're talking about EABO, maybe a place to sleep or a place to stay, a place to do maintenance for a few days or so at a time. It extends our range and enables us to turn around sorties much faster and be closer to the front, vice having to transit all the way back and be limited by our combat radius and our fuel load, limited to basically a smaller area or a smaller time period that we could support with one sortie if we had to operate out of our home base further towards the rear. From a pilot training perspective, we accomplished a lot of training regarding air assaults and integrating attack helicopters and utility helicopters into the assault support mission with the V-22. So obviously their primary role is to move people and move stuff. And generally our primary role would be to provide escort for them or reconnaissance ahead of their arrival, something along those lines. In this case, we did something a little bit different than we have in the past. So we, our biggest kind of culminating exercise here towards the end of the detachment was landing Hueys and Ospreys to the same LZ at the same time. You don't necessarily see that a lot. So that was something new to integrate the landing plan with both type model series of aircraft. And then aside from pilot training and experience in that regard, the Ospreys supported us a lot in terms of logistical support, moving people and equipment back and forth between our, what we're calling our forward staging area at Lamar and our EAB at Fort Carson. Squadron-wide, I would say it's good to understand. Working with them gives you the experience to understand what they are capable of and what their limitations are. So hopefully as a squadron, we learned what we can utilize the Ospreys for and what we need to plan something else for, if that makes sense. And then in terms of pilot training, we do have a good amount of junior pilots, so it's always good to work with these guys when you're a junior pilot so you can get good experience, and then by the time you're qualified in your type model series and you go on a deployment, you already have some experience under your belt to hit the ground running when you integrate with a new group of pilots and a new TMS. I think the things we came out here to do, in general, we accomplished them. There was some friction, but I think that's to be expected based on the fact that even the EABO manual is still, it's not necessarily doctrine yet, it's tentative. So we came out here to try to affect some learning points and get better and try it out, because nothing's written in stone. There's nothing telling us exactly what to do yet. So I think learning occurred for sure, and even though there was some friction points, there was points where we failed. I think you still gain experience and learn lessons from that to come back better on the next time we do something along these lines.